We all should set some spiritual goals. These goals are going to change from time to time depending on what's happening, so we need to reassess. I highly recommend to get a journal, some pretty journal, something to actually write in. Give yourself a break from the screen for a little bit. Maybe put it by your bed on the bedside table. And before you go to sleep at night, spend a few minutes at least with your spiritual goals book and journal that you will be happy to have to go along with this course. From time to time in this course, there will be some audio giving you ideas about your journal and how to reflect and how to use that for your spiritual growth, for your personal development. There will also be times where there are healing ideas that you might want to record and work with and hold your thought to for healing for yourself or others. But your journal should be artistic, should be pretty, should be reflecting your individuality and be something that you love and something that helps you. It shouldn't be a chore, shouldn't be yet another thing to do, but just like an angel thought of light next to you there, if you do it before bed, it's good to do that because then you sleep with this spiritualized consciousness, this good, this light that you just brought in. And that just is a thing that manifests more good for you the next morning when you wake up. Some people like to do it in the morning, rather, or some other people do it both times. In the morning, they grab their journal. That's a good thing. And review what you've written in there. Get ready for your day. Could do that in 30 seconds. Could do it in a minute. And then before you go to sleep. So your journal is your notes. It's the written form. It's the beginning manifestation of the good that you want to bring into your life. But you need to make a spiritual goal. You have to listen for the angel thoughts to tell you what your goal should be right now.